Hi, Dan Sheridan here, telling America's story. This is Lesson 51. We're going to talk about Captain John Smith. Let's get started. Well, the Jamestown settlers were on the verge of ruin because of bad location, bad government, and bad attitudes. But just as things were at their lowest point, one man stepped up and saved the day. Now, that man was John Smith. I'm sure you've heard of him. When I mentioned John Smith earlier as I was writing this, my daughter thought of the cartoon, the movie. You know the name of it. It was Pocahontas. Pocahontas, the cartoon. But it's not quite the same. They did a little bit of maneuvering in that cartoon, even though it was a fun, cute cartoon. But it's not quite the same history, but we're going to try to get it right here. So, like I said, John Smith, the guy who saved the day. Now, Smith was an energetic, public-spirited man who experienced many incredible adventures before he came to Jamestown. He was captured by the Barbary pirates, left for dead on a battlefield in Hungary, and he was sold into slavery in Turkey. Now, those incredible experiences followed him to the New World. One day, while out on an expedition, he was captured by Indians and was about to have his brains bashed in when a young squaw named Pocahontas, the daughter of the head war chief, threw herself between the weapon and Smith, thus saving his life. But we're getting a little bit ahead of our story. Well, at first, the fellow colonists of John Smith resented that he was running things, and they tossed him into prison. Remember, there was a lot of infighting going on back then. But they released him eventually, and he became their leader for the next 2 years. Now, remember, we learned about their lazy people who refused to work at Jamestown. Well, Smith put an end to that. Here's what he said. He said, "He that will not work shall not eat." And he made the settlers get their hands dirty doing their share of the work, whether they liked it or not. Not a bad policy. Well, Smith oversaw the renovation of the fort and the building of houses, and he also drilled the garrison, well, what there was of one anyway, and he explored every nook and cranny of the area, making a map of everything he saw. Smith also corresponded with the company back in London, and he traded with, or bullied the Indians in some cases, in order to supply the colonists with food. Now, it was on one of these expeditions where the Pocahontas story comes in. Now, our knowledge of this story comes from Smith himself. And Smith says that Powhatan sentenced him to death. And while his head was on a rock, a warrior raised his club, ready to strike the fatal blow, when all of a sudden, Pocahontas, the chief's daughter, ran to him, threw her arms around him, and pleaded for his life to be spared. Well, the war chief listened to his daughter and went into tears over the matter. Powhatan granted her wish and became a good friend of the Jamestown people, warning them whenever the Indians were planning to attack the town. That's how the story goes. Pocahontas, by the way, ended up marrying a settler named John Rolfe. Later, she was taken to England, where the king and queen treated her like a princess, and she died while she was over there, unfortunately, as a very young woman. Now, her and John had one child, a boy. Well, back to John Smith. It was the talents of Captain John Smith alone that spared the colony of the same fate that those in the Roanoke colony had to go through, all thanks to that one man. It's just amazing what the wisdom and the virtue of one man can do. Well, that's all we have time for now. In our next lesson, we're going to learn about a terrible starving time in the colony. That'll be in our next lesson. This is Dan Sheridan. Thanks for listening. Listen, I really hoped you learned something. Until we talk again, remember this. Be good to one another, because we're in this together.